Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Hey everybody, I'm Suzanne. Welcome to another episode of NTPRT. In this podcast, we're going to be looking at some different haunted places that are in Fort Worth. I chose Fort Worth mainly because that's where we're located, and there's a lot of haunted history around this area. With it being October, if you're around in this area, go on out and explore some of these areas. Some of them that we're going to be talking about are going to be the Scott Theater on West Lancaster, Miss Molly's Bed and Breakfast in the Stockyards, Log Cabin Village over off of University Drive, and Green's Antiques downtown Fort Worth, Jamba Juice downtown Fort Worth. Then we have our wonderful Colin Davis Mansion we'll be discussing a little bit. We might even dive a little bit into the Baker Hotel, which has gotten a lot of publicity lately, and we might look at some areas around Fort Worth. So let's get started. Let's talk about the Scott Theater. Scott Theater, which is located downtown, opened in 1965. A man hung himself from the rafters, and it's been haunted ever since. Certain parts of the theater will flood, and they can't have any... There's no explanation for the flooding at all. People have heard banging noises, of course, and loud thumps. Miss Molly's Bed and Breakfast, located in the Stockyards. That has a lot of history with it. There's even a website for Miss Molly's. If you go to missmollyshotel.com, they talk about the haunted history a little bit. So it's been around quite a while. 1910 is when it was established as a boarding house. And it's been in Fort Worth since the very beginning. It's old enough to have caught glimpses of the Old West at one time and period, the website says. The rooms are all themed. Stories of paranormal activity play all throughout them. There's sightings of some of the former working girls whenever the hotel was a bordello. Some of the haunted reports are your scents, toilets flushing on their own, cold spots, lights turning off and on, full-bodied apparitions. So that one seems to be pretty active. Then let's talk about Log Cabin Village. Log Cabin Village really seems to have a lot of haunted history as well. These are all cabins that they've brought from all over Texas, and they've put them in one central location to kind of give you a glimpse of what things were like back then. In with these transplanted log cabins, of course you're going to have some of the residents that their essence is still clinging to the dwellings which they died, in which they lived. Some of them are, they smell scents. You know, there again we have the wonderful smells that are associated with things of the past. And then you have footsteps that can be heard, doors closing and opening. There's even some saying of some of the workers that have been there that late at night you can hear some of the furniture moving around in some of these log cabins. Always a great place. I've taken several pictures out at the Log Cabin Village. I've not gotten anything really on camera, just a few spots maybe, which are questionable, but nothing really significant. We've done EVP out there, and I haven't really heard anything significantly on EVP that can be chalked up to it. Green's Antique is another place. It was an old bookstore located downtown Fort Worth where the Barber's Bookstore location was. This is a very interesting building. Not only does it look really neat, but there's some history along with it. It used to be a hotel before it became a bookstore. And this hotel has about three ghosts. And if you go to the website, the Tripod website, you can see that it talks about how a little girl ran away to meet her lover in one of the hotel rooms, and daddy came and found them, killed the boyfriend, and the little girl threw herself off the building and killed herself. All this took place in room 11, and they can still hear and see those ghosts. Cold spots, of course, have been felt, and knocking on the shelves and books have been flying off and knocked off when it became a bookstore. And then that smell, of course, all of these haunts that we've talked about, one of the underlining themes has been cold spots, knocking, and your smells, the scents. And those are all classic with hauntings. The next one is the Jamba Juice, located at the corner downtown Fort Worth. In the same building that Jamba Juice is, you have the Ranch radio station, which is also haunted. And in that entire building, they think at one time was a big hotel, and it was also a bordello. You have a lot of hauntings and a lot of occurrences that happened. You have sightings of a woman. And this one is a suicidal woman. They think that maybe she was a prostitute and things had gone bad. You have a businessman whenever it was turned into like an office building of some sorts, they think. He killed himself there as well. So there's a lot of people, a lot of negative energy there. But going back to the Jamba Juice side of it, on that end of the building, they've heard banging and knocking from in the back room. And there was reported that one night a guy who was closing down the place left everything nice and neat, and when he came back the next day, all of the books were on the ground. Maybe the ghost didn't like the books there and they knocked them down. Who knows? But the interesting thing about that entire building is so much haunted history can be traced all the way back to when Fort Worth was a very up-and-coming town. A bordello. A bordello, you're going to have a lot of things that happened that really were not very nice. Now, going over to the Ranch, the radio station side of it, even on the website for the 95.9 Ranch, they even say they broadcast their radio station in a haunted radio station. This has been a known fact throughout everybody. They always say, yep, that side's haunted. Yes, that side's haunted. The basement of the Ranch, and yeah, there's a basement down there. It's even haunted. It's reported that workers will not even go downstairs by themselves because they are frightened. The next one I want to talk about is Stonegate Mansion in Fort Worth. This is the home, or well, I should say was the home of the oil millionaire Mr. Cullen Davis. It was in the 70s that him and his wife split up, and it was reported that a masked man came in and shot Mrs. Davis, her boyfriend, her daughter, and two other people. They were just friends, I think. But the daughter and the boyfriend died, and they blamed Mr. Davis. They said that, you know, Cullen Davis did it. He shot them. Well, he went on trial, and the first time was a hung jury. The second time, whenever they tried him again, he was acquitted. And I like how some of the articles that I've read about this, they attribute him to the O.J. Simpson of the 70s. They equate him to that. They know he did it, but he got away with it. The mansion itself is supposedly haunted. You can hear the crime, you can hear the gunshots, you can hear the little girl screaming. You see them. Every business that has been in that building after it was sold, everything has failed. I just find that kind of spooky myself, that everything since the 70s that has gone into that building has failed. No one's been able to make it a go at it. And it's surrounded by apartments now and some homes. I wonder if any of those people living near there ever hear anything or see anything from that building. So here are a few of the haunts that I found interesting to tell you about. Maybe you can go to our forums and tell us some of your favorite haunts in your area. It doesn't have to necessarily be Fort Worth. It can be anywhere. Just go to www.ntprt.org, and over on the left-hand side, click where it says forums. It actually says message forums. Click it, and the web address to it directly if you would like is www.ntprt.org/departments/forums, and sign up and tell us some of your favorite haunts. That link is going to be in our forums for you to follow. I hope y'all have a great day.